Hi, and welcome to GrowingWithShalisha.com. You're listening to a blog article entitled, Your Expectations Are For You Only. The saying goes that to whom much is given, much is expected. At some point in our lives, some of us craved a deeper understanding and meaning of life. Perhaps we saw our flaws and wanted to do better. Over time, in our eyes, we have changed and we express ourselves in a higher or brighter light. The difficulty comes when we encounter someone who expresses themselves differently. Lately, I have hit a wall, and in walking away from that wall, I have no choice but to forgive, love, and accept every person where they are. I may be so aggrieved on the inside and silently scream, why are they so rude, dishonest, aggressive, gossipy? I have severe allergies for the gossipy thing. Why are they so mean and low confidence? But I cannot change them, so why bother even question who they are now? Even in writing, I am sighing at my own resolve because I'm still putting up some resistance. In fact, doing away with expectation was my 19th out of the 33 birthday lessons in a blog article I wrote 2 years ago, and it is still difficult for me to do. Either I have tried to, even in gentle ways, try to introduce people to different ways of living, or they have asked for help and I have given them guidance that they did not follow. The point is, I have tried to change them. I would have said I never try to change anyone and think it ludicrous, any efforts by others to do this. However, even a complaint about a person is a desire for them to be different, aka to change. I resisted and resisted so much and still do to some degree. I wish the world can change. I wish everyone could see and feel the great power within them to actualize their dreams. I wish we can be less petty and more forgiving. I wish we can better resolve conflicts. I wish we can be more open-minded. But those are my wishes for others. So I simply have to embrace what I have learned or have been given and accept that some people will never change. Just give up. Leave them alone. They want to be where they are. There is no desire for anything else. If I try to do anything to take them away, or to take whatever away, the anger, fear, bitterness, envy, resentment, lack of confidence, jealousy, and addiction to complaining, even if I try to do that gently, it will upset them. Sometimes it feels like a child to a pair of scissors. You take away the scissors and the child cries. But we are talking about adults, not children. So leave them with the scissors. They do not need your help, and they are not open to change. All I can do is see the good traits, avoid responding to comments, even if maybe self-hatred comments. Oh my God. Now this is, it's really hard. I'm telling you, it's difficult to sit and see someone living in such hell. And sometimes it oftentimes requires just me simply saying, okay. Just okay. In the past week, if I did not stop or attempt to stop trying to change someone I love, it would have ended our relationship. It is either turmoil, end of a relationship, or acceptance. And it pains that I have to accept that they have a limiting belief, live a limiting life, and may never, ever experience anything beyond that. I mean, limitation is not my language, not my lifestyle. I'm a passionate risk taker, but I have to just do nothing, and it hurts. But it only hurts me, not the other person. I was recently introduced to Kenneth Wapnick, and he had what I thought, or what my mind thought, were some wild ideas on acceptance and forgiveness. simply because I was holding on so strongly to doing everything in my power to help each person I encounter know and experience the miracles and high expression of life. In fact, I would have said that it's one of my life's mission. But if I truly want inner peace, and that's what I say I ultimately want throughout my life and in this life experience, I simply would look upon everyone lovingly and bless them with my innermost thoughts. And that is all. No interference, just love. And I hope you enjoyed that blog article from growingwithshalisha.com entitled, Your Expectations Are For You Only. I also hope you enjoy the beautiful background music provided freely by nature. Have a beautiful day.